Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and we are broadcasting from Eugene, Oregon. And this is the Judith Conrad program. Some of you may have remembered me when I was on the radio with many other titles, beginning in San Francisco on KEST. And then before I was on BBS, and it was called Mount Shasta Magic. Well, Mount Shasta still is in my heart, although I'm not living there. We still have this cosmic link to Mount Shasta and the sacred energy that exists there. This is one very powerful mountain. And when you drive by on Highway 5, you will get the energy, even more so when you live there for 6 years. It's one of the nine sacred mountains of the world. It's 14,162 feet, and who's counting? It is a huge volcano, and actually there's a smaller volcano, which is called Black Butte. And these two are volcanoes, and they are laying dormant, just like many of us out here. We're here, we're dormant, we know that there's something else, there's something coming up. You can feel it, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can almost touch it. And yet, it's very elusive. And many are in this place of not knowing. We are in the void. So we contain the fractal wave of becoming what we're here to do. And yet right now we are in this place where we are not being given answers. Many of us are being given the path, and we're being told, this is the path and don't do anything. And I've been receiving that for maybe a couple months. And yet I just keep doing the work. I do the work for me. And then because I wanted a venue where I could place this information, I chose my call-in talk show, both radio and TV, to be able to get the information out. And it's going out a long ways, a long, long way. So we contain the seeds. We contain the fractal wave of what we are to become, what we are to manifest. And for many, it is the shock wave that you are experiencing. And this shock wave is it's everything is being taken away from you. And it seems like, oh, this isn't fair because everything's being taken away from me, my job, my relationship, everything that I hold dear. And yet, one of the questions that has come up for me during many of my intuitive tarot readings and sessions is, now what? What is it that I'm here to do? And I have had to tell many, just let it collapse around you, because that's all there is. And then the next question that came from one of the other clients was, how does one surrender, completely surrender to the divine? How does one surrender to what we are to become? And maybe some of you out there have the answer to that. For me, it is, every morning is to do my meditation. And I think I do meditation different than the majority of people. I sit, I look in the computer, I look and see what messages I have, and then if there's something that's really deep, and there are many, many people who are sending profound information out here, and I integrate it, I synthesize it, because, well, that's actually the star card, the number 17, and I was born on the 17th, so I claim that card. Beautiful blue-violet, and it shows this woman reaching up with her right hand, and she is bringing in information, which is what I do every morning, whether it's with the tarot cards, whether angel cards, something that's been sent to me, something that I find on the internet. I reach up and I look for the highest possible information that I can possibly fathom. Now, the highest possible thing that I can absolutely fathom is growing deeper and higher every single day because of the deep work that I'm doing. And many of you out there are right here with me. You know there's something deeper, and you know that if you go to someone else, you're going to get their information, and yet maybe I can help you to get to that place of going deeper. And there are many people that I really admire with their information. And there are many people that are, and that's you. I admire you, what you're going through. And yes, it may not be always the most pleasant, and yet it's yours. And you've been given on your plate something that for some it's just overwhelming. And you're not quite sure what to do. Well, if you are interested in calling in, I haven't even pulled the cards for today. I pulled them for this morning and sent it out to my email group. And when I looked at the cards tonight, Spirit says, they don't apply. They're over. It's done with. And so for many of you, you're saying, well, how often can I do a reading for myself, an interpretation? A reading is going into to a deeper place where you have access to the other side. And I've had the experience of meeting some people who have access to the other side. Now you say, well, what is that? Who's that? Well, it could be your guides, it could be your angels, it could be God, it could be Spirit, it could be Kuan Yin, it could be the Spirit of the Mountain, which I was very connected with when I was living in Mount Shasta, still am, the Spirit of Machu Picchu, the Spirit of the Sacred Plant, the Spirit of the airwaves that are now in existence in my reality right now during this time of between 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. So we are here on a path together. I'm tuning into your energy, and I'm tuning into some of your questions. And so think of a question that you'd like to just throw out into the airwaves. You're catching my voice. And by the way, that's how I learned how to read and develop my clairaudience, was through the radio when I was listening to people when they called in. So I'm shuffling my cards, thinking about you, and can you hear me shuffle them? All right. And by the way, when you do use cards, it's nice to have a felt. So I'm going to cut the cards. Here's one cut, two cuts, and the third cut. So I'm going to use this as past. The first one's going to be the present. All right, how perfect. The Ten of Wands, oppression. There are two dorjis. Now, just imagine this. And when I get the camera, you'll be able to see this. The Ten of Wands, oppression. Two dorjis that are sitting on top of the flames and this brilliant orange, golden orange color. It is suppressing, oppressing the creativity and what wants to happen here. And this is a Saturn energy. Saturn is the taskmaster. It is saying, let's get your act together before I'm going to let you move forward in any direction, north, south, east, west, up, down, around, or whatever. So it's Saturn in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the vision, the visionary. You have a vision. You have a vision for your business. You have a vision for your relationship. And maybe now you are having a vision for what it's going to look like when you're no longer in a relationship. In the past, I think 3-4 hours, I'm on Facebook.com, and I've been reading some of the people who are on there, and there are a goodly number who are going through some stuff. And so this oppression is whatever's up in front of you, and there are two different things that are going on that are sitting on top of the creativity, your joy of life, your vision, where you want to go. It is not hopeless. If we focus on our vision, focus on our creativity, and focus on being in the now, being in that place of receptivity, receiving the connection to the other side, to God, to Christ, to the Christ consciousness, the Buddha, to the Buddha consciousness, whatever that is for you, that is what is up for you right here, right now, in the present. So, present. Now let's look at what was going on in the past. Now this card keeps coming up. I think it was part of my TV program Monday night. Prince of Wands. Now this is a mastery card for all of you out there. Imagine that you are the charioteer. Remind you of the Roman times? I would hope so. So in the past, any time, this chariot is being pulled by Leo the Lion. So Leo, in the time of July, August, this is creativity to the max. Remember I said that the oppressive forces are sitting on top of your creativity? Well, here comes Leo, which is total creativity. So blast out that oppression by focusing on how creative can I get in turning around any situation, any oppression that's sitting right on top of you. I know this is resonating with some of you out there. And also on this card is in the Chariot are all of these flames. They, each one of these flames represent a creative venue, no matter what it, the creativity is. Let's do it. It may be playing solitaire. It may be internet. It may be being on Facebook. Whatever it is, I want you to just be enveloped in all of this creativity. And that comes from the past. So the present is the creativity that is being suppressed by something. And from the past, Prince of Wands, which is spiritual, creativity, joy, and gratitude for everything in the past that you've ever achieved. No matter whether it ended up in failure, that is not important. Not important, because if you're dwelling on, well, it didn't last. Well, it was there as long as it was there. And many times in relationships, the contract is over. And now with the contract being over, now comes the difficulty of breaking the ties. And I would sit daily and meditate at the coast, by the water. If you're in the snow, sit in the snowbank. Well, you know, get near water and let your emotions tune into the emotions about this. Let's look at the future. Ooh, nice card. The Four of Cups, luxury. And it's showing a pink lotus on the top, and it's completely opened. And the light is coming out of, the cups are emotions, so just imagine your heart being filled with all of this joy and the creativity and the gratitude, and it's just spilling over into every part of your life. It's spilling out into the mental. So if there are mental thoughts that are less than loving towards, let's say, an ex-husband, towards a boss that was, well, let's face it, he, she had to let you go. Let's send love to that person. Because if they caused this breakup, if they caused this change, this extreme and radical change, sometimes we have to say thank you to people who are downright mean and just bless them, because we don't know what's coming up. For many, I can feel the newness. And if we continue to hang on to what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. And now we are in this fabulous place of change for the entire world. Whether it's good or bad, and whether it's oppressive, like the first card, underneath all of this, there is the joy. There is the sparkle of what wants to happen here. So that's a message for you. And as, you know, I've recommended that people go back into the archives and that they transcribe these messages, and perhaps you're recording it so you can burn a CD so that you can listen to it again and again, or perhaps you're recording it on a tape recorder. That's getting pretty antiquated anymore, but whatever. And then you go back and you transcribe it. I've invited many of you to transcribe these tapes, these programs, because what comes in between the lines is nothing that I have said. I am just the conduit of what wants to come through for you. So if you are transcribing these messages, there is something in between the lines for you. And I always recommend that when I'm doing a private session, whether it's business, personal, or if I'm helping doing intuitive development, I always ask that from 1 week to the next that you transcribe the tape or you journal about anything that's been given, whether it's a short message on the telephone, on the television, or on this radio program. That's my job. I am just here letting the information come through me. So you, the callers, are my guests, because this is a virtual classroom on the airwaves. And you all have so much information. And you, as you are in this place of not knowing, and you're having a tough time or not, maybe you're having a fabulous time, and there are many of you out there who are just in this wonderful, wonderful place for the first time in your life. You have retirement funds there. You have a stimulating relationship. Perhaps you get to read. You get to meditate. And everything is moving smoothly in your life. For those of you who have that, I would recommend that you turn around and look and see if there's anyone that you could assist in their time of need. And I'm sure that many of you know someone who has reached this something where it's oppressive. And you may want to turn around and help someone else, because you're coming from a place of great joy. You're coming from a place of solidity, of being able to assist others. I call this tithing of time. So if you want more time, I would advise you to tithe your time. If you would like joy, I would advise you to tithe joy and spreading joy and happiness. If you would like more money, I would recommend that you tithe money to someone or something that is giving you great pleasure. Now, I believe I have the capacity. If some of you would like to call in, or if you would like to email me, and you have a question, and you're just a little shy, and you would just as soon not call. If you would like to email me at conrad3198@comcast.net. That's C-O-M as in Mary, C-A-S-T.net. I can pick that up, and I can reply to you on the air if you do not feel like calling. So that opens up the airwaves, and it's not that I'm pleading. I have 1,000 things here on my table that I can go through. I'm not begging. I just want you to know. A couple of people have called in because they felt I was begging. I'm absolutely not begging at all. If you choose to call in and you haven't called in before, I would invite you. And you can see the telephone numbers that are sitting up there on the front page of bbsradio.com. Feel free to call in. Okay, so you've had your first reading, and those three cards were pretty good, I thought. So, let me continue to the messages that came in today. First one was about surrender in order to be able to receive. Because, why? Because change is upon us. Even, and now here I want to address those people who are very happy, very joyful, and you have everything. The more is upon us. The more beyond the joy. And you say, well, what's that going to be? I don't know. I just know that for each and every one of us, the more, M-O-R-E, it's upon us. And know that that equals ease and grace, and being in an elevated state of existence. And if we're still here on the planet, well, okay, I think that was someone calling in. And who is that?
Hello, Judith. It's Noella from Canada.
Oh, my gosh. I am so thrilled. Thank you for calling. I am thrilled.
Usually I call at the end of the show, and I never make it, so today I jumped the gun.
I'm so glad. We've had many email conversations, and so I'm very happy.
I just wanted to do it once for you.
Very good. Great. Okay, Noella, how can I help you?
Well, I wanted to tell you first, I'm also a 17 birthday number, so we got something in common. That's great.
Excellent. And which month?
December.
Oh, in December. So you would be a Sagittarius?
Yes.
Very good. Little close to the Capricorn, almost into the Capricorn, huh?
Yes. Well, what month are you, Judith?
November.
Oh, so are you Scorpio?
You betcha'm.
I've got a lot of Scorpios in my life. My mom and my sister and my ex.
Very good. Excellent. Oh, thank you so much for calling.
I just wondered if you could pick a card for me. It doesn't matter what.
Okay.
I just thought it'd be fun.
Okay, I'm shuffling. Tell me when to stop and shuffling, and I will.
Okay. Stop.
All right. Now I'm going to hold these cards in my left hand, and I'm going to allow them to drop, which means it's a natural drop.
Okay.
Clean drop. Clean drop. Okay, your card. Ooh, nice. The Queen of Wands.
Ooh.
Now,
the Queen. I always wanted to be a queen.
Yeah, you're the queen tonight, the queen for the day.
For
yeah.
One day.
Yeah, you can be forever queen. Now, wands are spiritual. And Noella, you are definitely, based on some of the emails that you've sent to me, I can definitely tell that you are spiritual. You're definitely on a spiritual path. So I want you to visualize. Go ahead.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you're on the spiritual path, and it's not as overt as some of the some other people that I know.
Yeah.
This card I've labeled the knower of the self. What's happening with you and anyone listening right at this moment, you are in this process of knowing at the deepest possible level what's up for the world and what's up for you and your role in the world.
You are
at a very advanced stage of knowing.
Oh, that's great. I've been trying to make contact with the higher self, and I just keep saying, someone talk to me up there.
And what answers are coming through?
Just hang in there. I was trying to sell a house, and it just got sold, so... For 4 months, I've been, like, talking, and finally, it's just patience and learn as much as I can right now. That's all I'm trying to do in every kind of subject.
You're right on track. Right on track here, Noella.
Oh, that's great. Well, I love what you do, Judith. I think it's great.
Thank you. Well, this is what I've been told to do at this moment.
Well, that's
great. And that's what I'm doing.
And we appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And I just appreciate you. And email me. Give me a little email by tomorrow morning, and I'll reply back to you.
Okay, I will. And continue with your great show.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Judith.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent. Calling from Canada. I love it. And so this brings up to me then, if for those people who are listening, and if you would like to be part of my email group, I usually will send messages to you for 1 week. This is a subscription email group that I have. Some of the people have been in there for, oh golly, maybe 2 years. I started teaching them the tarot on the email. Never saw some of these people, and they have learned the tarot, and so I send out a card, they pick a card, send it back, and we go back and forth, and we're using the Crowley deck, which is the Thoth deck. When people want to bring in another deck, it's like apples and oranges, because there's a different energy that exists around each deck, based on the creator and based on the person who's doing the reading. So I am just thrilled that Noella called from Canada. Now, that leaves the lines open. If there's anyone else who would like to call in, or maybe you'd like to email to conrad3198@comcast.net, and I will read your question, and I will go ahead and answer it on the air. All right. It seems we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Judith. My name is Louise.
Hi, Louise.
How are you?
I'm fine. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada as well.
Wow. Canada's hot tonight.
Canada's hot even though it's kind of cold outside.
Very good. And that's Perfect. All right, Louise, you called in, and do you have a particular question, and how can I help you?
Yes, for the last 6 months, I've been wanting to move, actually to Arizona, and I'm just wondering if you can give me some insights on that. So far, it just hasn't happened, and I just want to know what I can do to get things moving.
Okay. Now, as that last part of the question is what I'm looking at more than anything else. What can I do to get things moving? Because that's kind of the gist of the program as we've been going. And I remember Noella wanting to sell her house. And so, you know, she's been very patient, letting things evolve. And so I will go ahead and answer that question. Not so much whether you're going to move to Arizona, because do you have to sell a house before you move?
I don't have to, but I actually would like to as well, yes.
Okay, very good. So it would seem that that house selling is of paramount importance here. So I'm shuffling the cards, thinking of you, Louise, in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me when to stop shuffling, and I will. And
okay,
very good. I'm going to stop then, and I'm going to let the cards drop in a natural cut. And by the way, those other people who are listening, this information is not just for Louise, and the message that was for Noella was not just for her. It is for all of us. So I'm looking at any information that's coming through. It's also for me. It's also for all of you. So Louise, the Hierophant, which is the number 5 of the major arcana.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're aware of the major arcana, the mastery cards, or the minor arcana?
Yes, I do know them.
Okay, very good. Well, the 5, and I happen to be a 5, which is the teacher. It is the seer, the sage, the feminine, and the inner child in the heart chakra. What you're moving, and what anyone else is listening, you're moving that heart energy. Because what I'm feeling is the inner child is not being honored in the direction that she wants to go, or he, if it's whatever. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because why would you like to go to Arizona?
It's a dream. I just left a business here, and I just want to live out in the country and create a sustainable living environment.
Excellent. And so can we make that our focus, and it doesn't make any difference where you're going? Sustainable living?
As long as it's hot.
And so you like hot weather. Good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause I would not be my favorite. So can you bring that up to the heart chakra and let your little inner child have fun with this? Get her involved in the journaling. Get her involved in playing. Get her involved in the teaching and learning and whatever wants to happen. It will happen overnight.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm not sure if I know how to do what you're describing.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say, no, it doesn't make sense, because I want it to be outside the box.
Yeah.
I want you to let this process, because what I'm getting, it is not going to be as simple as just say, okay, I'm gonna call up in Arizona, I'm going to book an airline flight. It's a process where if you'll let your inner child. Have you ever talked to the higher self, the inner child at all through your meditation?
Yeah, I have.
Very good. Well, I don't know how long it's been since the inner child has had a real decision-making role in all of this. I want you to connect with her for the next week, him, her, because many times women will have a male inner child. Doesn't make any difference, whoever or whatever.
I think it's more the male side we're talking about.
Very good. Okay, so let's connect to that. The child is so curious and wants to know, wants to research, it just in its own way.
Uh-huh.
So let that part of you be engaged in the sustainable living and Arizona and the place that's hot, a place that's in the country. Let her take charge, and I guarantee you, you'll be there so fast it'll make your head spin.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's my inner child that has to make the decision.
She must make the decision, because you know, I'll tell you how I knew. When I turned the card over, I saw, oh, it's the Aerophant. And I kind of closed my eyes, and then I looked at where my eyes went, and it went right to the five-pointed star with that inner child in it.
Wow.
And so that's always dead on when I do that. So I would journal, meditate with the inner child, give the inner child, and for all of you out there, if you've never meditated with the inner child, it's a different concept. It's not the same as when I'm connecting with, let's say, Saint Germain or any other healer from the other side. It's totally different. It's very similar to your higher self, and yet there's a curiousness that is so engaging that you won't want to come out of meditation because you're having so much fun with the inner child. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
And Louise, I would love to hear from you via email to let me know how this process is going.
I'll definitely do that. Thank you.
Thank you, and blessings.
Many
okay.
Blessings to you all.
Okay. So, Canada's hot tonight. So, thank you for all of you up there for listening. And again, if you would like to call in, you know the number. It's right there. And if you'd like to email me at conrad3198@comcast.net, we will go ahead and take your information off that, make it pretty short, and then or just plain call. In the meantime, let me continue on with what Spirit is giving to me to give to you. So going back to the more, knowing that more equals the ease and the grace. And I know that all of you are in this evolvement. You may be studying, you may be reading books, you may be doing all kinds of things. And yet, unless you're surrendered to the higher power and tuning into the messages that Spirit is giving to us right now, it's like you're floundering and moving here and moving there. So I encourage you in your meditations to surrender. Okay, I'm ready to listen. And whoever's calling, I'm ready to listen to you.
Hi, yeah. I had a question.
Wait. I want to connect with you first.
Oh, okay. I was just ready to jump right in there.
I knew you were. All right. What is your first name?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
California.
You're calling from California. Are you calling from Northern California or Southern California?
Northern.
Northern. All right. I hope you're near Mount Shasta someplace. I don't know where.
No, further down than that. But
further down than that. San Francisco Bay Area, maybe. Okay,
that's
Rebecca.
It.
Okay, so now we're gonna address your question, because, and we're going to turn it so that it's relevant to everyone out there who's listening.
Okay.
Okay, Rebecca. What's your question?
My question is, when will I be starting my new job?
Okay, new job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to turn it around for everyone, because I think there are a lot of people out there. Now, were you let go of from a business at all?
No, I'm on a contract, and the contract ends next month.
Okay, the contract. So you're on contract. Okay.
Yes.
So have you probed and asked different companies or different places about a new contract, about doing work for another organization?
I want to go permanent, not contract. And yes,
I have been
exploring.
Okay, very good. Okay, so before I pull this personally for you,
mm-hmm.
Rebecca, I want to make this very expansive for all of you out there. There are many of you out there that will never go back to permanent. It is not where the world is moving. It is moving exactly backwards from where you've been. You've been on contract. Now, you're asking, when will I go to a permanent situation? So we're going to look at the cards. However, many of the people who are listening out there, you are being asked to not get into this place where you're dependent on an organization. As you've seen with many of the companies and corporations, they have been out of integrity. They have not been able to sustain. Talk about sustainable living. They've not been able to sustain. So let's see whether you're to go into permanence or whether you're to continue with contract. Because actually, you get to decide in a contract situation. Because spirit is always taking care of us. Okay, I'm shuffling for you, Rebecca. And you can tell me, because I had to slow your energy down. It was really, it was kind of moving there.
Yeah.
So there's an urgency about that. I can feel like that. Blessings to you, Rebecca. Okay, tell me when to stop shuffling, and I will.
Okay, you can stop. And so are we going to take a look at when my new job will start or whether or not I'm going to be a contractor versus permanent?
Yeah. I think we're looking more at contract versus permanent, because with that, it's going to make a difference, okay? All right, I've stopped shuffling. Okay, I'm thinking of Rebecca, contract or permanence. Nice clean cut again. Okay, the card is the Nine of Cups, and that is tangible happiness. Okay, based on this card, and the cups are, and this is emotional, the cups are made out of pewter. Mm-hmm. Pewter is solid. So I would say if there's a contract, it will be so long-term that it will appear to be a permanent situation.
Okay.
So I'm feeling more that this new is going to be very, very solid. Now, this is the Nine of Cups,
mm-hmm.
and that's Jupiter. Jupiter is expansive. Mm-hmm. Whoever you've been contacting, now this is for everyone out there too,
mm-hmm.
whoever you've been contacting, or whatever ideas of creativity you've been thinking about, they're not expansive enough.
Oh, okay.
I want you to think more grandiose. I want you to bump it up 50,000 notches, because you're cruising down at a lower level, and I almost want to tell you that you might want to consider one phase of whatever you offer under contract that will take you to a higher level. Because there's something that's so special about what you do, Rebecca. And right now in your voice, there was a push. And push is never going to get it in this new paradigm.
Correct.
Yeah, it's the receptiveness. And this is in Pisces, mm-hmm. Jupiter in Pisces. So your expansion is then into an area and an arena that you have has been very elusive, and you've never been able to get into whatever organization that this is about.
Hmm. Okay.
It's like, can I give you an example? I always do this around Pisces. And for you, this is about, imagine you're in a boat.
Yeah.
You're looking into this, it's a very calm eddy, and down below is the fish, which is the organization that I see you going into.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can reach down. You think you know what this company or this organization is about. It is totally not what you think it is, and it's where you belong. Now, that's very elusive. Pisces, talk about Pisces. It's very elusive, and so what I would recommend in the next 9 days, 9 minutes, 9 minutes, 9 weeks, 9 days, 9 weeks, and 9 months, I would recommend that you really delve into any company that isn't as you would think it is. Does that make sense?
Isn't as I think it is, that it is different than what it presents itself, or something different?
It's different than the world thinks it is. It's really a very solid company, and it appears to not be to be solid. It appears to be different than what it is, and you're going to be very, I believe you're going to be very happy. This is a process for you of solidifying some phase of what you offer under contract. And this is for everyone out there.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what you have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you think it is, and it's going to take the next 9 days, 9 weeks, or 9 months for you to really delve into that.
Okay.
All right? So this is giving you a little work. I would journal every morning. Just get up and dump 3 pages of whatever out onto that page, and then just keep writing and writing and writing every morning.
Okay, yeah, and I know that the universe provides for us, so.
You're doing great.
Okay, cool.
You slowed down. Did you notice your energy has shifted?
Yeah, well, part of it was I was getting my dogs in the house, hoping they wouldn't bark, and in a bedroom before I started talking, so that was the urgency.
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Would you take care? Thank you.
Okay,
okay,
bye-bye. All right. Great callers calling in, and we're really touching on a lot of things out here. And because these are challenging times, and as I listened to the president with his talk the other day, and how everyone is nitpicking, picking it apart, and I don't know whether it makes it any better or any worse, because things are changing so much, I believe he's pedaling as fast as he possibly can. And we're pedaling. Just look at Rebecca. She's wanting this right now, and yet for many, and myself included, Rebecca, I don't exclude myself from this at all, because I am also in this wonderful place called the void. I have surrendered into it, and whatever Spirit wants from me. If Spirit wants me on this radio, then I say, good, I shall be here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Same with my TV program. I show up at 7 p.m. and do it on Monday nights. So as we're looking at the changing times, the crises that are coming, the job losses, and actually the climate changes, things are shaking, being shaken up. And that's why when I go back to Louise and talking to her about her inner child, put it in charge of what's going on, because the inner child must be acknowledged at this time. And many people have never, ever looked at or talked with their inner child. I want to again put out my email, conrad3198@comcast.net. Email me, and then I will send, tomorrow morning when I send my regular emails out, I do a meditation, and then I send out messages as part of a subscription. However, I'm gifting you with 1 week. And Noella, you come back in for another week too. Okay? So this is one of the things that I love to do. And so you know that there's something inside of you that's stirring, and I want you to acknowledge that and keep saying, where did I wrote this down? I when I get ready for this program, I start writing out things. Oh, yeah. Show me what my light is, which would be show me what my gift is. For example, with Rebecca, she has a gift in and around what she offers to others that she has not yet tapped into, and it's kind of like isolated it out. So show me what my light is. Show me where my light is to be shown. I did that about a month before I left Mount Shasta. Well, I was so surprised. I thought, well, surely they'll want me to move across town out of this beautiful home that I had. And not at all. The next thing I know, I was packed up in a moving van, and my husband and I, and we were moving to Eugene. And since I've arrived here in Eugene, I have to say that this is one of the best moves I've ever made. Ever, ever, ever. Totally happy here. Okay, who do we have here calling in?
Hi, Judith. My name is Jody.
Hi, Jody. And where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from the Puget Sound area in Washington State.
Very good, Puget Sound.
Close to Canada.
Close to Canada.
Yes, you've had lots of Canadians.
Okay, Jody, thank you for calling. I'm thrilled that you called.
Well,
and
thank you.
So how may I help you?
Well, I just was wanted to look at, see if you could look at maybe the next, like 3 months, 3 to 6 months for me.
3 to 6
see
months.
If you saw any anything I should be, I think, preparing for? Or?
Well, first of all, do you meditate?
I do.
Okay, very good.
I'm actually very intuitive, and I can pick up on all kinds of things. However, I actually speak with my guides, but it's all very non-personal. So I don't get a lot of personal feedback.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yes.
Okay.
So I need to go to somewhere else to get that. I get lots of,
Okay. Now, your guides are pretty flexible. And you have some fabulous guides. I'm tuning in. They're just kind of chattering away in my ear here. They actually are available for personal questions.
Oh.
Yes. And because you are so intuitive, now, for those people out there who want to be able to do this, let me just make this a little lesson in how to do this. When I want personal information, of course, I go to my tarot cards, and many times I'll just sit and meditate, you know, as in before this program. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I make it personal. And yet I detach from the answer and I say, okay, high witness, higher self. And then I start hearing, and I start either writing or talking, and I will say, okay, Judith, she is sitting here, she's waiting for an answer. She's very impatient. She's just as impatient as she can get. You notice how I've detached myself?
Mm-hmm.
I've let myself out. Yeah. And
but you're
so
observing yourself.
I'm observing myself sitting here with my headphones on. Go ahead.
Oh, you're detached from any outcome.
Right, right. Detached from the outcome, except I want an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So let me continue with this. And so may I speak from the higher self of Jody?
Please.
Okay. Now, you notice I always ask permission. If mm-hmm. people call in, that means I have it. Okay,
yes.
So I am the higher mind of Jody. Jody is, in the next 3 to 6 months, is ready for a quantum leap. She is right now at a crossroad. She is, and can finish the sentence for me. Finish the sentence, Jody.
Oh, finish the sentence?
Yeah, she is. Whoops, the mind got in there.
Yeah, see?
Didn't it get in there?
This is, I guess, where I get stuck.
Yeah, and you're not stuck. You got it. Just keep going. She is what? She's what? She's so cute. Sometimes I do that. You see where I'm taking you?
Mm-hmm.
She is, and her mind is getting in the way right now. She is, and so you keep doing this. This is one of the things Dr. Jean Houston had us do in the mystery schools.
Okay.
And so I would recommend to get my own personal answers. This is what I do, and sometimes I'll write it because I'll write with my non-dominant hand, which is mm-hmm. actually what do you call it? Automatic writing.
Mm-hmm.
I will not allow the word I, me, mine, or my to come in. It can only be because I know that when you channel, you bring in a very high elevated energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have convinced yourself that you can't receive messages from yourself, which is crippling you right now.
Well, it's actually very interesting. I sense what I get is that I'm not my purpose here. It's not about me. It's almost like they're trying to train me to become very detached from my ego.
Right.
So not to focus on the self and to focus on service
yes.
to the light and almost like completely submit my ego to the light, you know.
Wonderful, wonderful. However,
there's that part of me that's like, but I still have to focus on my physical well-being.
Right.
And so there's that part of me, but they're like, it doesn't exist. I think they're trying to teach me that there's nothing that exists outside of the moment. And if I just stay focused in the moment, then the rest takes care of itself.
And in the moment, I can connect with that inner part of myself that has answers for me.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I get into this that, you know, I ask what's going to happen, and they're like, well, everything's fluid, and nothing's
yes.
said, and, You know, so there really is no future. There's just now. So it, yes. I get kind of in this loop. And I get, it gets a little frustrating because we're so programmed to be a certain way.
I know. And you're training yourself to start getting answers. I am going to grab a card here for you to see what spirit. Your guides are wonderful, by the way.
And yes, they are.
Yes, they are. And you have three main guides here, and this is the Prince of Swords. So mentally, what you're doing is you're allowing these three guides that are actually, there are certain guides that are just for you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to have you call these in because there are many of people out there listening. They don't know what the heck we're talking about. They've never connected to any guide.
Well, I'm an initiate of a mystery school, too, so I mean, we work with guides. You do train to work with guides.
I know, yeah. So you and I are speaking a lot of the same language.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have three that are for you personally, for any questions that you may have. And the technique, again, is from the mystery school connection is that you ask for information for Jody.
Okay.
For her highest good in what's going on in and around. Sometimes I get funny and I say, okay, give me information. Let's have some information for Judith. And what is it that you would like her to talk about on this radio program, upcoming radio program?
Okay.
You see what I'm doing?
I will get information. However, it kind of bugs me because it's not very accurate. It's almost like it doesn't apply to me. Or they'll say, you know, something, or it changes, or it just shifts, and it just is, it's a little, I know there's a lesson in it for me, and they're trying to teach me something about myself that I'm not quite seeing, so I thought maybe that was what I could get help with.
Right, well.
Because they mirror things for me. I know that that's what they're doing.
They know everything, and everything you get is accurate.
Yeah.
They
bring things up, I think, though, like frustration or whatever, in order for me to clear it, because there's energies there that need to be cleared and healed, and so they'll bring those things up, I think, intentionally is what I'm getting for
right.
that to happen. Right.
Before I went on the program, I was walking around here. I said, what's going on with me? I'm normally in this great place, and all of a sudden I started getting this weird energy. Mm. And I said, well, what am I picking? Who am I? What am I picking up?
Or what,
and, yeah, so what I got was that I was to let this just be as it was and not to clear it, just come on and just not try to be this perfect person on the radio and just be who I was. And sure enough, when I, quick as that microphone went hot, it was all over.
Mm.
I was who I was and I was ready to say, okay, I'm in this and that, whatever. And it was all of a sudden flat.
Right.
So I'd love to hear from you, Jody. Again, I honor you from the Mystery School. We have a lot in common there. I have a lot in common with everybody who's calling tonight.
Yes, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, Jody. Blessings to you.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. All right. What a great group of people calling in. Very advanced souls. And I believe that's what I've asked for on this program. And it is my privilege to be able to serve you in any way, shape, or form. If there's any of you who would like to have a reading, whether it's on the email, whether it's over the telephone, we can use Skype. Skype is the best thing that that ever happened, so I'm really excited with that. And then you would like to talk with me, we can call Skype to Skype, and email me with, oh my goodness, I think everyone that called has already emailed me. So it's conrad3198@comcast.net. Yeah, and I will be back on next Thursday. And you notice that I don't have any regular guests on. I've been told not to bring guests because you are the guests. And remember to surrender and stay connected to your higher self, your inner child. Stay connected to God. Stay connected to whatever your higher power is, and to know that we're in a place of not knowing, and it is okay. You are becoming, it's like that acorn. You will become the mighty oak. And right now, maybe you're cracking that shell, and trying to burst out of it, and you can't quite do it yet. And I would say meditate, use whatever spiritual tools you have, whether it's meditation, whether it's using the tarot cards. And by the way, if anyone is interested in learning how to use these, I am going to be starting a class in April, so let me know about that. You can check my website, www.mountshastamagic.com. You'll see a picture of me there, and check out my information there, and love to hear from you via the email, which is conrad3198@comcast.net. If you've called in, I really want to know in the next week or so what progress has been made in and around your movement, and like to know whether that, how that contract's going to come out there with your inner child when she gets to, she gets to pick it out. All right. May you have many blessings of money, prosperity, and I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.